Thank you, Father Fitzgerald, for that very kind, and I do mean kind, introduction. It is a very daunting experience, certainly uncomfortable, for me to address this group from a pulpit. But as previous recipients of this award who have stood here before me have noted, that upon receiving a call from the president of Jesuit High School, their immediate reaction was, "Father wants a visit. This is a solicitation. Father's looking for a donation." Mine was no different. We did have trouble connecting, but again, as previous recipients were noted, that upon being informed by Father of their selection, they have almost uniformly been grateful that they were seated. Well, I was seated, but I was in a car traveling 60 miles an hour, and upon swerving into the adjacent lane, dropping the cell phone, regaining control of the car, and asking Father to repeat himself, I have come to the conclusion that, Father, in this your inaugural year here at Jesuit, let me just offer one piece of advice. That next year, when you make this announcement, seated is good, stationary is better. I am very honored and humbled to stand before you today. Your presence here is in no small measure a testimonial not only to your individual but your collective feelings towards this institution. It is here where we spent our formative educational years. It is here where we were in large measure molded into what we were, what we are, and what we will become. It is here which, in one manner or another, as everyone has done today, we all return. To the graduates of Jesuit, to its alums, this place is somewhat magical, always caring, always giving, always here. To others, to those who are not alums of this school, it is somewhat mystical. It's expressed over and over as that Jesuit thing, or you guys are a cult. We have reputations and traditions that have long since been established, which are continually enhanced and expanded upon, certainly more so with the passage of time. Father Fitzgerald mentioned Hurricane Katrina advices, and it was a pleasure to then be asked by Father McGinn to assist in connection with some problems being experienced with this school's underwriters. It was a privilege and a pleasure which only increased. Unfortunately, it was necessary to file a lawsuit. The individuals involved in that litigation, all, and I do mean all, had a connectivity to this school. Most were alums, some were parents of alums, and by that, what I'm referring to is everybody who came to Jesuit's aid. The folks that did the construction, the engineers who designed it, the project managers, as well as outside retained experts. But shortly after being asked to assist Jesuit in this endeavor, reality struck, because I realized that it would be necessary to prepare and send reports to those in this school. I also recalled very vividly some of the teachers we had who were still here. Part of that vivid recollection was Mr. Frederick telling the class, telling the E class for three consecutive years on an almost repeated basis that we couldn't learn Spanish because we did not yet know English. What it really meant was you proofread again and thereafter held your breath. One would tend to view this type of litigation involving the interpretation of an insurance policy as dull or boring. It was anything but. It was anything but because of the absolute total cooperation experienced from all of those who this school would rely upon in order to present its case. But today is a day not to talk about that, but to give thanks. And I thank everyone involved in that for their cooperation. I thank the secretaries and paralegals who had to manage an exponentially expanding volume of paperwork. You see, this litigation involved Lloyd's of London, not the entire market, but one of the oldest and strongest syndicates. I thank my partner, Anthony Williams, class of 92. And there's that Jesuit thing again. This matter created a perception in the opponents that there was a combined, collaborative conspiracy. Imagine that. A bunch of Jesuit guys getting together to assist their alma mater. One of the defendants was represented by an alum who very quickly resolved his issues because he was conflicted. However, the remaining opponent, again relying on that mystical thing, that thing that he thought was a conspiracy, at some point was moved to resolve his issues, which resulted in the conclusion of same. So, Anthony, I assume you're here today. I can't see that far in the back of the room. You're one of the young guys. But thank you very much for everything you did in connection with that litigation. I thank the firm of Keene Miller, who, upon being advised that this matter would be handled on a pro bono basis, not only did not object, but offered the assistance of their insurance specialists in Baton Rouge. Anthony and I declined. We thought that two Blue Jays were enough for one syndicate. It wasn't like it was the entire market. I thank the class of 68, a divergent group of guys who, as time has passed by since our graduation, have become something akin to a close-knit fraternity. A group of guys who share their successes, but who are there in times of sorrow to render a collective supporting shoulder to the involved classmate. And I thank my family who is here today, my wife Suzanne, and our children, Kevin, Katie, Megan, my brother Pat, class of 70, my children's spouses, Amy and Jarrett, as well as the brothers and sisters-in-law. September 20, for me, was a very memorable day. It began at 3 a.m. when, as Father earlier noted, Kevin and his wife, for the first time, became parents, simultaneously making my wife and I grandparents. I'm still trying to get used to that role because I don't know whether I should feel old, think old, or look old. Just the idea of being called grandpa is something special, but also intimidating. Later that day, Father Fitzgerald announced to the President's Advisory Council his selection of Alumnus of the Year. I'm glad no one has asked for an encore. I know that there were many nights when I was out of town and away. It really wasn't my doing, but that of clients, and was for you, the family's mutual benefit. Except at times when I happened to have tickets to Saturday's college game day, if it happened to be in SEC City. Finally, Father, as you've already noted, please reserve a spot for Aiden in the eighth grade class of 2024 or 2025. He did have a Jesuit bib placed on him within 24 hours of his birth, thanks to my classmate, Matt Grau, being Johnny on the spot. And finally, I thank all of you who are here, what you do, what you have done, and what you will continue to do for Jesuit High School. It cannot be measured. No one will attempt to do so. Finally, when addressing a group of this size, I've always thought it was better to leave too soon than to stay too long. Not only that, somewhere here today, well, not in the flesh, but certainly in the spirit, is Father McGinn, who, as you know, roamed these halls and served this school for 19 years as its president. Now, I don't know where he is, but wherever he is, he's checking his watch to make sure that I don't go overtime. So in conclusion, thanks to all.